Blog Talk Radio.
And Boogie Track. Yeah, K Boogie. I ain't gonna do no intro on this one.
Hi, this is Deja Vu, and you're listening to GQ Palace Radio,
Love and Entertainment.
Yo, what up, what up? Peace, world. This your boy, Mellow Man 8. And right now, you got it locked on GQ Palace Radio.
You are now tuned in. GQ Palace Radio. Entertainment. With your host, Rich Money. Don't keep it
GQ Palace Radio.
Follow me.
Yo, what's good? This is Casanova Rudd from the group Super Lover C and Casanova Rudd. You know the golden era of hip hop, baby. You are now tuned into GQ Palace Radio.
Yeah, this is Grand Agent, GrandAgent.net, Real Grand Agent, Twitter and IG. I'm in the GQ Palace, so as far as I can tell, it's all good. Let's do it.
Yeah, what's good, y'all? It's your boy, Mikey D, a.k.a. Playboy Mikey D, a.k.a. Mikey D Structure, formerly of Main Source in the L.A. Posse. Currently with Elements of Hip. Y'all already know what it is. Right now you're tuned into GQ Palace. Keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked, keep it locked.
Let's go. Hey yo, check this out. I go by the name of Mr. Susan, and I'm chilling with my dog Rich Money, man. And we on the live station right now. GQ Palace Radio. Let's get it.
Where the party at? Got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
GQ Palace.
Yeah, got that 9-9 black in a gallon of yak. Whip washed and waxed from the front to back. The homie Mike G told me that I got it like that.
What?
Fresh to death like a million stacks. The whole squad ain't nothing but pimps and max. Yeah. And shorty pulls up with the crazy lash and set. All I wanna know is where the party at.
Let's go.
Good evening, and welcome back to another episode of GQ Palace, Love and Entertainment. I am one of your hosts, Storm. Rich Money will be joining us shortly on our show tonight. We do have a special guest this evening, James Dr. Love Banks. He is the co-chair and vice president of the AAECF. So we will be bringing him on. We'll be talking to him about what he's been up to, his position with the organization, things that he's working on, as well as the event that will be taking place in July for AAECF. So before we get started, this show is started is every single Friday from 7 to 8 p.m., the number to call, you do have to make sure you do press the 1 button to be able to go on the air. The number to call is 319-527-6761. So we're going to get started. Mr. Banks, if you're on the line, just press the one button so we can give you, we can bring you on. Like I said, Rich Money will be joining us shortly. And I believe he is there on the line.
Can you hear me?
When we can. Yes, I can. Mr. Banks, how are you?
I'm doing well.
I'm sorry, or should I say Dr. Lowe? Should I say Dr.
Yes.
Love? So you're doing good this evening?
I sure am. I would have preferred to have a little bit more sunshine today, but that's okay.
Oh,
rain makes the flowers.
It's going to work wonders for my grass out there. So it's all right. I'll take it. I don't want to drive in it, though, but it's okay. You know?
Right.
So let's just get right into it. Let's tell the callers and listeners a little bit about yourself.
Okay. As you mentioned, my name is James. They call me Dr. Love Banks. And aside from the AAECF, which is the African American Educational and Cultural Festival, which I have been a part of for over 25 years. And I am the college-wide coordinator of multicultural affairs for Suffolk County Community College, which means I travel to each of the campuses and teach and talk about diversity. I am also the consultant to the Center for Social Justice and Human Understanding. And that's a private organization that is part of the college. And I'm the assistant director of campus activities for the Eastern Campus of Suffolk County Community College. I have a private practice in Patchogue, which is called the Institute for Family Harmony and Personal Growth. And I could go on and on. I'm very busy in a lot of community organizations. One that I'm really excited about and do a lot of work with is out in Southampton Town. I'm the chairperson of the Southampton Town Anti-Bias Task Force. I'm also the chairperson of the Suffolk County African American Advisory Board. And these are positions that the members nominate and elect me for. And I'm the co-chairman, the board member, and vice president of the, I'm sorry, and president of the Multicultural Solidarity Long Island, board member of an organization called FOCUS, a member of the Brookhaven NAACP, a director of health initiatives, and currently interim vice president for ICELIP NAACP, member of the Eastern Long Island NAACP, and director and board member for an organization called Stand Up to Poverty, which actually fights against people suffering with poverty, both in America and countries abroad. And I'll top that off by saying I'm a member of the Riverhead Central School District's Cross-Cultural Task Force, which helps to develop a cross-cultural dialogue in the school, and a member of Long Island's 100 Black Men. I think that kind of like says the busyness that I've invested in to serve my community, that along with all of the other things that I do for my family.
Wow. So I think the first question I'm going to ask you is, how do you have time to be a how? Your time management, how?
It is a work in progress all the time, because I'm responsible for kind of orchestrating a number of the things that I mentioned, a number of the organizations that I mentioned, and therefore I have to make time. Sometimes they overlap and I have to do two at the same time. So it's kind of difficult, but you know, as I said, folks nominate and elect me for these positions because they know that I, when I put my foot into it, I'm going to work to make it the best possible energy that I can.
Well, that's amazing. That is amazing. And with you being a part of the AAECF, you said for 20 years?
Yeah, since its onset. One of the things that was really special about the AAECF is that we began with a cultural festival in Riverhead, in their Riverhead Park behind their stores and establishment right on the river front.
Mm-hmm.
And that energy was exorbitant. We had members of the community. We had gospel singers. We had a fashion show. We had a talent show. We had food vendors, many food trucks. We had poets. We had singers and dancers. I could go on and on. It was a really multifaceted project that put us on the map and also put Riverhead on the map to let them know that we people of color, I call us people of the global majority, are in full force in Riverhead.
Wow. Now that's amazing. Now with the AAECF, you're the co-chair and the vice president.
I sure
of
am.
That organization.
Mm-hmm. And what's lovely about that organization is they do such outreach to the community and to, for example, we just got finished doing a workshop on guns, gangs, and violence in the Riverhead School District for the middle school and the high school, and we actually talked to 2,400 students in assembly.
Wow.
So our organization is very active and trying to do what is needed for our community.
All right, and then the concert that's Rich Money is here. How you doing, Rich Money?
Hey, what's going on, y'all? I'm sorry I ran a little late, but I'm here. I was tuned in, Joe. I was definitely tuned in. You got a lot going on. You got a whole lot going on. I don't mean to cut you off, Storm, but I don't know if you asked him this question, but you probably did. How do you balance everything out?
I did.
You asked me that? Because I'm listening. I didn't hear her. Yes. I didn't hear ask that part. And I'm like, he's doing a lot here. Like, you know, all right, is the wife getting upset? Is the kids, do the kids want to play softball? Like, that's a lot, you know. It's definitely an honor having you on.
I appreciate being here with you. You folks are special. And it's an honor for me to be here. And the answer to that question about the kids and softball and my wife, first of all, I am no longer married. My wife and I are apart. And my kids are grown, and they're out doing their own thing. One's in Florida, and one's in Buffalo.
Okay.
And then what time does the event start, the AACF events in Granville Park in July? What time does that event start?
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt you. I am so excited about that program. It's like a revisitation to the program we did last year. But it's July 15th, 3 p.m. It starts. And we're going to have all kinds of things going on which replicate what we did in on the riverfront back in the beginning. It starts at 3 o'clock. It's in Grangeville Park, all right, in Peconic Avenue in Riverhead. Mm-hmm. There'll be music provided by DMP DJ Publications. There'll be live bands and singers and dancers and poets. And shopping and food and raffles and so much more. People come out just to set up tables so that they can sell their wares.
That's right. And then with you being the co-chair and vice president of the AAECS, what do you do for the organization?
All right, great question. Well, first of all, the one thing about this organization is that we're an all-hands-on-deck organization. So when there's a program, you could bet all of the people are involved in doing something to make it an exciting event. So I don't take full credit for anything. I'm just one of the crews amongst everyone else. And so in my role, I help to orchestrate some of the events. I sometimes, for example, at the Riverhead High School and Middle School, I'm a guest speaker. I do things like help to manage some of the projects that we do in collaboration with other organizations, because that's one of our key initiatives, is to be invested in working together with other organizations. Because, you know, we people of color, particularly African Americans, we are very much people who often work in silos as opposed to working collaboratively and cooperatively. And myself and the chairperson, Marilyn Banks, we're adamant amongst the other members. We're adamant about making sure that we link up and connect with other organizations so that everybody can be invested in the project that we do. So my job is basically to help manage some of the events and programs, to do some of the speaking and representation for the organization. I often will chair meetings or whatever we need in order to make the program successful. I've been the person who actually is the fashion show speaker. I've been, you know, speaker at many programs and organizations, and I represent our organization when we're out in the field trying to make other organizations even better than they already are.
Excellent. Excellent. Sorry about that, Rich Money. You had a question, right? Sorry about that.
I just want to ask you, your name, James Dr. Love Banks.
Right.
Love, where does that come in at, and how did you decide to call yourself that name?
Well, I did not decide it. In fact, about 16 years ago, the students at the college said, you know, Dr. Love, you know, Professor Banks, you talk a lot about love. You say that diversity is love. We're not only going to name you Dr. Love, but we're going to call in News 12 for them to follow you around the campus and watch what you do in terms of demonstrating and leading people towards more loving experiences. And they did. They followed me into the classroom, around the campus, all over the college campus. They even followed me to my private practice office in Patchogue. They interviewed me there. Many of these things can be found on my website at www.jameswbank.com. Okay. But the whole agenda always is, how can I serve? So I got that from the students, and it stuck. Everybody calls me Dr. Love, from the janitors up to from the students up to the president of the college.
Wow.
So let me ask you. Okay,
yes,
you hope you did a lot with your community and everything. You know, you did a lot of stuff. You got the events. You're a speaker. What makes you different from any other speaker, anybody else that's helping the community?
Oh, that's a great question. First of all, I don't like to think that I'm different. I like to think that I'm as good as everybody else. But anything that you want to identify that is exclusive is, I can talk about all these organizations I'm involved in. I have, when I was a kid, my mom said to me, hey, Jim, I want you to use up all your talents. I want everything you can do, I want you to make sure you can do it well. And that kind of motivated me, and my experiences in life is what makes me different. In some way, I'm a Marine. Okay.
Okay.
I won tonight at the Apollo 6 times in a row. Okay. Never got moved up to. You know, I started a singing group. I have when I came out the Marines, I took a church and taught all the young people in the church discipline by teaching them how to march and how to pay attention to courtesy and positivity. I think the thing that makes me different is I bring a lot to the table in terms of experience. And, of course, I'm a dad who has raised 4 kids, all right, who are out and about on the planet. Like I said, one is in Texas, one is in Buffalo, and one is in Florida.
Mm.
And I have a daughter who is not far from here, who is my adopted daughter, who I adopted from the Dominican Republic. And
wow.
He's local.
Mm.
Wow. Look at you. Okay.
So,
trying to be like you guys.
What?
No, I want to be like
you. I'm going with that one.
I tell people, nah, you
had your hand,
role
I cut mine off.
Nah, you got a role model.
So, what advice would you give someone that's trying to like follow in your footsteps? Like, all right, I want to do what you're doing. I want to be where you at. What advice could you give to help them out?
Wonderful question. The advice that I give out is, you know, it's okay for you to look at the things that I do and the things that I accomplish, but be you, okay? Because the more you are yourself, the more it will radiate out into the world. And I say that you have to have a purpose in life. And for me, I say my purpose is to be positive, peaceful, productive, passionate, and loving. And that, I use that to guide me in everything I do, even in how I grade papers, even in how I do therapy. I'm also a hypnotist, so I can do hypnosis. I do, I try to do it well. That's the key. Try to do it well. Like my mom said, use up all your skills and be the best you can be. I even had a radio program in New Jersey, WHBI-FM, called The Magic Show. Way back a long time ago. And a lot of it contributed to the resonance in my voice. You know, the fact that it's pretty deep and loud. I grew strength in being able to do that by being in the Marine Corps, calling cages out to the troops.
That's amazing.
Wow. Okay. Now, just a quick question: does your with the organization AAECF, do they do fundraisers? Do they seek donors?
Great question. Yes. The AAECF is on a targeted path towards the purchase of a building soon where we can house a museum of artifacts from the various people of the global majority communities, particularly African-American community. We have artifacts most of us have collected over the years that we would like to put in there. We'd like to put our office in there. We now do displays in the libraries, in the schools, at various programs, the county center, things like that. And we would like to have those things available to everybody in the community, no matter where they're coming from, and at all times.
Wow.
So hopefully that answered your question.
It does. Now, do you, with the organization, do you have any type of fundraisers that you're working on now? I know the event is free in the park, but what you're giving back to the community, but do you have any fundraisers that's going on right now that people can locate and reach out to you and support?
Right. We do an annual program. People can go on our website and make donations. We're a nonprofit 501c3 organization. And the main thing that we've been focusing on for the past year is our building fund. All right. People talk a lot about building funds, about how churches always have building funds, et cetera, et cetera. But our building fund, like the church, is going to make it a place where people can really celebrate their culture and their nationality, and at the same time, come and learn about our wonderful organization. We do this fundraiser that we're doing in the park. Oftentimes, what the major piece to it is, it makes money for the various vendors. People come and make donations. They buy raffle tickets. All of that goes towards our celebration of the organization. And this one is particularly focused on the young women's transitional program and mentoring program. We have a young women's transitional program and a young men's transitional program where we actually tutor and mentor young people as they are developing themselves in society. So although we're not charging for this event itself, people can make donations, and of course it helps to make the vendors some money, while at the same time we're able to put something towards our program that we have upcoming. We do things like putting up displays for Martin Luther King. We've done that in the Riverhead Library for several years. We do workshops at the library. We've done workshops on Martin Luther King Day, on Black history. We put up displays in the library and other places on Black History Month. We celebrate our Native culture because Maryland and others in our organization are of Native origin, and we want to make sure that everybody knows that we are celebrating on the land that was stolen from our Native brethren.
Mm-hmm.
So we celebrate that stuff. Every one of our programs, we do a speaking piece about that celebrates the culture and identifies the people in the land who were the original people here on here in America. Period.
Right.
So yeah, it's kind of important to us that people don't just sit back and rest on their laurels and not understand how significant it is for us to celebrate culture. There's a tiny island in the Pacific called Mauritius where everybody celebrates everybody else's culture or holidays.
Right.
So if someone has a holiday, the whole place celebrates that holiday. All right? And I kind of like to think that that's what we ought to be doing here in America when we call ourselves a melting pot, before the pot melts, okay? We ought to be celebrating each other's culture all the time.
And with Juneteenth, do you guys have anything going on for Juneteenth?
Yes.
A lot of people still not, you know, let's talk about that.
Yeah, great question. Yeah, we typically do our own program for Juneteenth and Black History Month and stuff like that. But this year we have invested in, and thank goodness to the fact that I'm involved in these organizations, in collaborating with Suffolk County in the Juneteenth project. My son produced T-shirts for it. There's going to be all kinds of entertainment. This year it's going to be in Copay, but it typically is at the H. Lee Dennison Building. Well, I'll have to forward to you the address where it's going to be. But for Juneteenth, not only do we do things on our website where I will do a writing or poetry about Juneteenth and a recitation for many different organizations, but we want to teach people about what Juneteenth really means and why it's so important to African Americans and why they should celebrate. One of my favorite dialogues with young people is to encourage them to vote. While I don't tell them who to vote for, I do tell them, get to know what these candidates stand for and vote for someone who represents your values and your policies and practices so that we can have good representation in our government. A lot of people will rush to vote in the presidential election and ignore the local elections when I know that it's the local elections that are darn significant for people to vote on, like the boards of education, like the county seats, like the members of the towns, like the legislature. Those kinds of things are important that people vote for, all right, so that those organizations and those places actually represent the value of people believe. I know I got a lot to say, so I talk a lot, I know.
No, I like it because you're breaking it down to the simplest point so people could understand, because the lines is flooded. So you're breaking it down to the simplest point so people could understand. So let me ask you, do you feel like you accomplished everything, or do you feel like there's more you need to accomplish?
Oh, you have such great questions, both of you. No. Everything I do, I like to think about is a work in progress. That when I've accomplished everything, there would be no need for me to be around. So I've not accomplished everything. I want to continue to work and modify what I'm doing so that whatever I've done will be improved upon. I tell students all the time that success is not being better than anyone else. It's being better than you once were.
Nice.
So be better tomorrow.
So with everything you're doing, what's the next step?
That was my question, great. Rich Money, get out of my head.
Tell us what things you like. Yeah. The next step, opinion, is to continue bringing all these groups and organizations together under the same roofs, on the same Zoom, on the same other media to work together to problem solve. Because if one of our groups is having a problem, we can bet that somewhere down the road it could impact or affect us as well. So working together helps us to eliminate some of those blemishes, you know, on this shiny city on the hill. But we've got some blemishes, you know, dating back to slavery and things like that, that we have to massage away. And when I say massage away, not ignore that it existed, but make sure that it doesn't repeat itself. That's another thing I say to the young people. You know, I don't blame you for what your ancestors did, you know, and how they treated my people, okay? But I do blame you if that stuff is happening around you right now and you ignore it and you don't do anything about it.
Absolutely. So out of everything that you do on an everyday basis with the different organizations that you're in, which one would you say is your baby, your favorite, the one that you feel is the core to everything.
Yeah. Well, I have three favorites. One of them is the AAECF.
Mm-hmm.
Another is the NAACP, which I'm a silver member, silver lifetime member. And the third that I think is so important is what I do at the college, trying to shape and fashion young minds so that they can be consumers of information as opposed to sitting back and waiting for someone to deposit information. I teach them to contribute to what is being taught so that you will improve upon your skill level. So those are three. I could probably say that most of them are my favorites, but I left out Multicultural Solidarity of Long Island, which is another wonderful organization, which I am co-chair and president and co-president of. I left it out because, but I shouldn't, because they're one of my favorite organizations as well, and they do a lot of good work in terms of supporting the Native Americans. We were out with the Shinnecock for the sign issues. We support the Pushpatuck and the other various tribes. We are advocates when there is a crisis. For that organization, I'm also social justice chair, which means when there's a need for some social, I will march the energy, community, to fight for what's right. When I went to the 100 Black Men's March in Washington, D.C., I was motivated and stimulated by the notion that all our people were there. All our men were there, and we were about change.
Wow. Wow. And then what type, with the different workshops and classes that you do offer, you know, privately, if someone is in need of one of your workshops, how would they contact you for it? Because you have a lot of different workshops that can go to everyone.
Right. I typically I typically give them my website or my telephone number, and they can call me.
Okay.
I have a principle and a policy, remember, to be positive, peaceful, productive, passionate, and loving. And that means that if you're in need, I'm going to step up and try to meet that need. And one way is to make yourself available. I'm constantly giving out cards, I'm constantly trying to meet the needs of my fellow community members who I know are doing a myriad, a multiple amount of work in the community.
Mm-hmm.
And the more I touch bases with them, the more informed I become. So they teach me while I am learning and teaching them.
Mm-hmm. Now, question.
Yes, sir.
AAECF. What does it mean, and who actually came up with it?
Another good question. It means African American Educational and Cultural Festival. One of the beautiful things about that organization is that collaborate and put together, so we came up with this organization back when we did the festival, and we had thought about after we did the festival to change our name to something else, but we said we wanted to stay because we wanted to sound like we're celebrating our culture all the time. So, we came up with it collectively. I'm sure that a number of us contributed to the name. I know we created, and I was participating in creating the logo, each of our organization events. Somebody amongst us create and identify what it's about on our website and sending it out publicly. So we send it out publicly and wait for people to get back to us or invite people to them via our emails and telephone calls.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't hurt that I'm a member and that Marilyn is a member and so many of us are members of so many organizations.
But I think that's probably the beauty of it, though, is that, like, you guys are a part of so many organizations, and you're able to come together for this organization together, you know, like, in unity, and everyone comes, brings everything to the table. Like, this is what I bring to the table. And then you're so passionate, you know, about helping the community. One of my questions I do have is, with the name being the African-American the AACF, the African, hold on, I want to make sure I say it right. What would be, if someone that, someone not of color, let me say it that way, wants to be a part of the event, are they allowed?
Oh, absolutely.
I was given a question, just so we're clear, I was given a question, and I have to word it a little different from her. What happens is we have callers and listeners that listen, and sometimes they don't want to go on the air. They just want to ask, you know, questions, so they send messages in to us on our website. And I had to switch up the questions because of the way she worded it. So I just want to make sure that we're clear. A non-African-American female would like to contribute to the event. Is that okay? I believe that's what she meant to say.
Absolutely. While we are named the African-American Educational and Cultural Festival, Incorporated, that does not mean we reject anybody who is interested in being a member if they stand for, support, and believe in our mission and our purpose. So we ask people, yes, you can come to our event. Absolutely, we want you to come to our event and participate. Because just as we might teach about our culture, the Native American and the African American educational culture, we can learn more about the cultures that we, in fact, come in contact with. So we invite people to join us and be a part of it. In fact, we have members who are part of us, who are not of our particular persuasion.
Right, okay. I'm pretty sure that's what she meant. It's just the way the question came across. I had to, like, flip it up a little bit because I'm like, wait a minute, I'm not asking it. You have to be politically correct when you say certain things. So thank you very much for that answer.
Yeah, just let me just share that, you know, even at the college, I am constantly spoken to by people of different nationalities about, why are you doing a Black History Month program? How come you don't do an Irish History Month program? How come you don't do the, you know, I'm constantly asked those kinds of questions. So I'm never offended by them. I learn from them how some people perceive things. And while I said we have that title in our name, we do not eliminate, exclude, or kick anyone out of possibly being a part of our project. So everybody's welcome to come join and share in the love. I tell the students,
all are welcome.
One of my statements is, I tell the students that when you came into this room for me to talk to you, you came from planet Earth. But when you leave, you're going back out, and you're going to transform this planet to planet love. And I'm going to be the president. But I need some senators people to spread the love for me.
I like that.
Now, could you let the people know, July 15th is the event, what time it starts and what time it ends?
Yes.
It starts at
3 o'clock and Riverhead has a end time for us, which is usually around 8 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But in between those hours, people are going to really be enjoying the heck out of some really great talent. Going to hear some people who you don't expect will be reciting poetry, singing, and dancing, and there'll be displays, all kinds of artwork. There'll be clothing on sale, African clothing, and other clothing. So people should come down and enhance their life and their wardrobes and their reception to some quality experiences.
Wow.
And of course, buy to support our organization. Make some donations
of
to
course.
Support our organization.
Okay. That's right. Now, just real quick, so anyone can just press the one button. If you guys do want to get on the air, it's completely up to you. Press one. The beauty of Blog Talk Radio is you can be whoever you want to be once you press that one button. One other question that was sent in is there still room for vendors and food trucks?
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
There is
now, is there a deadline?
Not. I don't remember the deadline right now, but it's not soon. People can go. The information about that is on a form on our website, aaecfinc.org. Okay?
Okay.
And the vendor form is on there that you can sign up to be a vendor. And the donor form and other things and membership form, all of that's on our website.
Now, with everything we've covered in the interview this evening, is there anything that we have not covered that you would want the callers and listeners to know?
Another one of your marvelous questions. I would like to say that one of the reasons why I'm able to do as many things as I do is because these organizations, including my full-time job at Suffolk County Community College, enables me to work in the community. They are committed to efforts that are put into the community. And we are always in search of being able to help people improve upon their educational experience, improve upon or pick up a job that they're interested in or profession. We have veterinarian degree. We have a degree in culinary arts. You want to be a chef. We have degrees in all of the regular subjects, auto mechanics. Okay, we have degrees in many, many things that will help people improve upon or get their start in whatever field they're interested in. We have an entrepreneurial program that teaches people how to improve their businesses and how to start their businesses. There's so many things that people can learn about what's going on at the college and in our organization by checking out our website. Suffolk County Community College has a website that is Suffolk County Community College, SCCC.edu. All right, sccc.edu. And you go on that website and you can learn about not only the things that we're doing, but the things that the college is doing, the things that many of the community organizations, because I don't want to sound like I'm the only one doing all these things, because I'm not. There's a whole lot of people out there fighting to make our better places. And the members of my colleagues at Suffolk County Community College are equally as committed, all right, to making sure these projects and these programs and these organizations survive. So check out our website, okay? I've given you three of them, www.jameswbanks.com, SCC, Suffolk County Community College, .edu, and AAEPF, Inc. You can write to any of those and check out any of those. If you go on YouTube, you'll see programs that we've done for Kwanzaa, for previous years, for other fundraising endeavors, for Black History, that stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And on them, we always advertise what else we're doing.
Nice. And then the event for Juneteenth that you're a part of, do you want to give that information out as well?
Yes. It's at, it's usually done at the county center in Hopog at the H. Lee Dennison building. But this year, it's going to be in Copay. And I don't have the direct information about its location in front of me. I'm going to see if I can find it. Okay. But it's in Copay. And if someone wants to know, they can check with me. Oh, wait a minute. I think I found it.
Okay. And what day is it on?
Well, it started on the 15th, and it's going to be in, we had a lunch and learn on the 18th. Let me see if I can set it up. This is so small. Okay. Okay, we know that Juneteenth is the 19th. So our program is throughout. Let me see if I can pull this up higher. I'm sorry.
No, take your time. Take your time.
Mm-hmm.
We're just super excited about the event while you're looking that up. We're super excited about the event in July. And ladies and gentlemen, definitely tell a friend to tell a friend to be there. That is going to be the place to be. And they're putting Riverhead back on the map. So you definitely want to be a part of the cause and bring somebody out. You can also be a vendor, be a donor, sponsor. So make sure you guys go out on the website and check it out and then come on out to the event. GQ Palace will definitely be in the building. It's good to see that some of the companies are having events also in support of June 19th. Some people, it's a new holiday. It's a new holiday. You know, it's not really a new holiday. You know,
right.
It's not really a new holiday, ladies and gentlemen.
Right.
You know, I had to, explain it to him. Like, listen, how about you look it up and just go right to your calendar and tell me what it says on your calendar, because it's on your calendar. You know, it's nothing new. It didn't just start, in 2019. This has been going on forever. This doesn't, thank you for the recognition. We'll definitely take any recognition that, can definitely come. But it's definitely great that the companies are actually acknowledging it and doing things for it and educating people for it, about it as well.
Right. So our program has student essays that can be submitted to me. That will be part of a contest. They can submit them to me now, right away. And there was the Human Resources Lunch and Learn webinar on the 15th, which was yesterday. I can't seem to get my computer to let me raise it up high enough for me to see. I'm so sorry.
too for Christ, but they can also, you know, get it from your, it's on your website too, right?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't seem to make, let me see if I can get out of the quote screen.
Rich Money, do you have any other questions while we're just getting the information?
No, I think it's, that's about it. That's about it. You know, you can, you know, take it away. But it was definitely an honor to have you on, Dr. Love. I like that name. Dr. Love. It was definitely an honor having you on. I really appreciate you. I definitely honor you. And it was a pleasure. And, you know, you're welcome back anytime. Storm, you know, I'm relaxed now. It's on you. Take it away.
Yeah, well, while Dr. Love is looking for the information.
That is good luck.
Which is all right. Rich Money definitely covered it. We'll just allow you to have the floor to give. I don't know if you want to give your phone number out or just we'll
right.
just stick with the website that you've given out. If you want to, any shout outs that you want to give?
Yeah. Well, like I said, I'd like to shout out to the organizations that I'm involved in, particularly Suffolk County Community College and the AAECFInc.org and, you know, the Anti-Bias Task Force of Southampton. We hold a picnic every September out in Red Creek Park, and it's a great opportunity for people to come together from the east end of Long Island and celebrate, eat, listen to some entertainment, that kind of stuff. So I am excited about that picnic that's coming up in September. We have food, and we have all kinds of entertainment, and there's rides and things for the kids. Sometimes we have drum circles from our native brethren. Just a lot of good things. So that is in September. I believe it's September 18th. Okay. Again, anybody that's interested can call me at area code 631-548-2605 or my cell phone, which is listed on my website.
Gotcha.
Which is 618-97-7507.
All right. Now they have all the information. We got all the websites. We got the phone numbers. We got everything, ladies and gentlemen. It was definitely an honor having you on. They can always check the website for the information for the event for the June 19th to see where it is in Copeg so that they could, you know, come out and support as well, you know, and bring their family and just, you know, be able to come out for a good cause. So is there anything else you want to discuss before we go ahead and end the show?
Monday. I think, if I remember correctly, the program is on Monday, June 19th, from 12 to 4. Okay?
Nice.
Okay?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, thank you so much.
Okay.
All right. All right, ladies and gentlemen. So with that being said, it was a wonderful show tonight. Thank you, Dr. Lowe. Thank you for coming out and hanging out with us. Go ahead.
I'm so interested you guys. Thank you so much for spending such time,
thank you.
So much time with me and my rants and raves and my celebration. All about the love.
All good things. That's right.
Yep.
All about the love, Dr. Love.
All about the love.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
All right.
Dr. Love, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you for pop, because it's good stuff.
All right. All right, y'all.
Well, that's it, Joanne.
Okay.
Yes, it was a wonderful show.
Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. You're welcome. Thank you. You guys heard the interview here with Dr. Love. He is a man of many, many talents, many organizations. I wish I can manage the way he is managing all of these organizations.
Oh, yes.
He's fully passionate about everything that he's doing. It sounds like he puts 110% in everything that he does. Everything he touches, he's fully committed with it. So definitely shout out to him, you know, for taking the time and being, you know, on our show tonight. Make sure you guys go out to the event. And we look forward to catching you guys out on July 15th in Riverhead. Tell a friend. GQ Palace will be there. Come on out, hang out, eat, enjoy. It's a free concert in the park, guys. And just make a family day. Bring your family, bring your lawn chair. Come on out, sit down, relax, and enjoy the show. All right, Rick Money, have a blessed and safe week, everyone. Really quick, hold on, I forgot. Happy Father's Day to all of the fathers. Rich Money was going to let me end the show without saying that. I forgot. Dr. Love was on the show. He mentioned he had children. Happy Father's Day. Rich Money, happy Father's Day. Ladies and gentlemen,
Thank you.
A strong person to be able to be a father, to be a stepfather, to be a godfather, to be uncle. You guys, grandparents, you name it, grandfathers, this weekend is Father's Day weekend. So make sure that you guys do something nice for your father and love on your loved ones. Rest in peace to my dad up in heaven. And Rich Money, enjoy yourself. We enjoy you. We appreciate you. And we love you for all that you do. And happy Father's Day to you.
So
happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You're welcome. Tell somebody happy Father's Day, guys. And ladies, don't be trying to take the credit on Father's Day. Let them enjoy their day. Just saying. Have a blessed and safe weekend, everybody. God bless you.
GQ Palace. GQ Palace.
That's a brand name. Like Pepsi, that's a brand name. I stand behind it. I guarantee it. They know that, even if they don't know me any more than they know the chairman of General Mills. 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 General Mills.
Man.
It's when you thought it was safe in a common place. Showcase your finest, lose a pass on the horse race. Two face, getting D-base out like Scarface. For your roll money, let me put on my screw face.
And I'm paranoid at the things I say, wondering what's the penalty from day to day. I'm hanging out, partying with girls that never die. The CEO's picking on the small fries, my campaign telling lies. I was just spreading my love, didn't know my love was the one holding the gun in the glove. But it's all good, as long as it's understood, it's all together now in the hood.
Turns me on.